Hey everybody, welcome back to Mike's Movie Minute. This is episode number 34, and I decided to watch a Netflix movie. That's right, a Netflix-made movie that came out on July the 10th of 2020. It is rated R, it's 2 hours long, it is The Old Guard. This movie is an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes and a 71% on the audience score. And I just want to say about this movie, I'll save it. So in this movie, it's a covert team of immortal mercenaries are suddenly exposed, and now they have to fight to keep their identities a secret just as an unexpected new member arrives. This movie stars Charlize Theron, Kiki Layne, Matthias Schoenaerts, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing these names here, Marwan Kanzari, Luca Marinelli, Chiwetel Ejiofor, Harry Melling as Merrick. So there's a lot of actors. The only one I really know in this one is Charlize Theron. Let me tell you about this movie. So these immortal mercenaries have been around for decades, but yet throughout the decades, they seem to have made almost small footprints in history. But those small footprints have made massive waves and impacts and saved thousands of lives. So it's kind of a superhero genre kind of movie. That's what it's described as. So I had no idea anything about the books that this came from or the graphic novel that this came from walking into it. But I'm going to tell you, the action in this movie and the story was so good. And listen, Kiki Layne as Nile in this movie was absolutely amazing. I hope she gets more roles in upcoming films. They left this movie off where they definitely have a way to bring back a second movie. I know some of the actors have already said all of them are pretty much signed on. We want to do a second movie when everything kind of settles down with the pandemic. However long it's going to take, they want to do a second movie. But this movie was great, guys. So I'm encouraging you, if you've got Netflix or if you've got a way to check it out, it's The Old Guard on Netflix. It is rated R, so not wanting to really watch it around young people or at work or that kind of thing. But I'm going to give this movie out of, let's just say, out of immortal axes, I guess you could put it. I'm going to give this movie 9 out of 10. Really high up on my list. I would definitely watch it again. The Old Guard on Netflix. Thanks so much, guys, for listening to Mike's Movie Minute. I'll catch you next time.